Addiction takes many forms. Serena, just over 30 years old, has struggled with drug addiction since she was 15, when she became a mother. Her story echoes that of many others at the Portland Hotel Society. This facility provides addicts with medical care, clean rooms, meals, and activities like poetry readings and movie nights. At Portland, every patient is welcomed, no matter their challenges or disruptive behaviors. For example, there's Claire. She's sometimes barred from the reception because of her sudden outbursts. She can erupt into loud arguments and break things. Yet, surprisingly, she often follows Dr. Mate and staff members on the streets, asking for hugs. Addiction can affect anyone, even those we admire. Take historical figures like Sigmund Freud, who struggled with cocaine addiction, and William Stuart Halstead, a pioneering surgeon addicted to opiates for over 40 years. A modern example is evident in someone like Dr. Mate. Despite living comfortably in Vancouver, his addiction isn't to illegal substances but to classical music. He spent $2,000 on CDs in a month, despite promises to stop. His days revolve around music. He can't even walk the dog without his headphones. Yet, he owns boxes of CDs he's never even listened to and hides his purchases in shame. The brain and addiction. Music isn't merely a hobby for some. It can escalate into a serious issue, addiction. Consider someone who compulsively buys CDs, neglecting family and work. Yet, this issue isn't confined to music alone. Any passion, be it reading, working, or painting, has the potential to morph into an uncontrollable obsession that harms oneself or others. Addiction is a complex phenomenon influenced by biology, emotions, and societal factors. Central to its mechanics is dopamine, a key neurotransmitter that regulates motivation and pleasure. Dopamine induces feelings of euphoria and drive, crucial in understanding the grip addiction can have on individuals. Cocaine and dopamine. Stimulant drugs such as cocaine alter brain chemistry by boosting dopamine levels. Dopamine binds to receptors on brain cells, influencing mood. However, frequent cocaine use damages these receptors over time. This damage leads the brain to seek more dopamine, fueling a cycle of dependence. Addicts become reliant on the drug to maintain normal dopamine levels, experiencing reduced motivation for everyday activities without it. This vicious cycle worsens with continued drug use. As dopamine receptors diminish, the brain increasingly craves external sources of dopamine to compensate. This reliance perpetuates addiction, as addicts require more cocaine to achieve the same mood-altering effects. Consequently, they struggle to function without the drug, feeling less energetic and driven to engage in typical daily tasks. Impact of drug addiction on the brain. Drug addiction doesn't just affect dopamine circuits in the brain, it also disrupts areas crucial for impulse control. Often shows dysfunction in drug users. This malfunction can lead individuals to prioritize immediate gratification, such as a drug high, over long-term well-being. This neurological impact challenges the notion of addiction as a simple choice. It's akin to how rheumatoid arthritis can cause flare-ups beyond a person's control. Addiction alters the brain's ability to self-regulate, complicating the decision-making process and making it unfair to solely attribute addiction to personal choice. However, it's important to distinguish between the initial decision to use drugs and the brain changes that occur over time. Cope with distress and dependency. According to Harvard Medical School psychiatrist Lance Dotus, addiction isn't simply about drugs being inherently addictive. If that were true, painkillers like morphine would be universally addictive, which isn't the case. The key factor determining addiction lies in a person's environment. Early predisposition to addiction starts in the womb, influenced by the mother's stress levels. High cortisol levels during pregnancy can negatively affect the baby's developing brain structures, which are crucial in addiction pathways. After birth, a child's brain initially has more neurons and connections than necessary. As the child grows and experiences life, the brain refines itself based on these experiences, shaping itself for the tasks it learns are important. Children who grow up in environments with supportive, emotionally available adults generally develop healthier brain structures. Conversely, environments lacking consistent secure interactions can lead to impaired brain development. Childhood experiences shape addiction risks. Separating an infant from its mother for just 6 days can significantly alter brain chemistry, affecting neurotransmitters like dopamine. Stressors such as emotional cues like facial expressions or tone of voice can also impact children, leading to changes in brain receptors. This can increase the likelihood of seeking mood-altering substances later in life. Research, such as the Adverse Childhood Experiences, ACE, study, shows a clear link between childhood trauma and addiction. Each traumatic experience during childhood can double to quadruple the risk of early substance abuse. These findings suggest that severe childhood trauma often correlates with serious drug addiction. However, even milder disruptions in childhood can lead to lesser forms of substance abuse or behavioral addictions. This highlights how common addiction tendencies are among people, reflecting the impact of early life experiences. Campaign against drug abuse. The war on drugs aimed to reduce drug use through strict laws but has led to severe consequences. Many, especially addicts, faced harsh penalties, resulting in high incarceration rates and broken families. This approach also heightens street violence and community instability. Despite these measures, drug use among young Americans increased notably. For instance, daily marijuana use among high school seniors more than doubled between the 1990s and mid-2000s. Similarly, drug overdose deaths among those aged 15 to 24 rose sharply from 1999 to 2005, highlighting the failure of these policies to curb drug-related harm. Labeling addicts as criminals exacerbated social problems. With few legal options, many turned to crime like violence and prostitution to support their habits. This criminalization not only stigmatized addiction but also hindered effective rehabilitation and public health efforts. Create supportive environments for addiction recovery. The war on drugs often overlooks the underlying reasons for addiction. Merely saying no doesn't address the complex challenges addicts face, such as job loss and family separation, despite their desperate efforts to quit. To truly assist addicts in reclaiming their lives, a pivotal strategy involves decriminalizing all drugs. This bold step would eliminate legal penalties for personal drug use and enable supervised access under medical supervision. Decriminalization not only aims to reduce infections, overdoses, and crime but also provides crucial medical support. Promoting a supportive environment gently guides addicts toward rehabilitation and a path to recovery. Harm reduction in medical practice. In the absence of this enlightened reform, medical professionals should prioritize harm reduction instead. This approach doesn't aim to cure addiction but focuses on easing symptoms and minimizing the damage caused by the condition. Harm reduction methods vary, such as assisting patients in self-administering their substance dependence or providing needle exchange services. For instance, offering clean syringes in exchange for used ones helps prevent HIV and hepatitis C spread through needle sharing. It's crucial to understand that harm reduction programs aim not to combat addiction directly but to prevent the suffering, disease, and death that addicts face under current systems. Towards being sober. The way we talk about addiction often revolves around battling it, like defeating an enemy. But these metaphors can be harsh and unhelpful. Instead of judging ourselves, what addicts truly need is a compassionate approach. Simply being curious about our actions can make a big difference. For instance, rather than criticizing yourself with thoughts like, "I'm so stupid," ask yourself, "Why did I do this again?" despite knowing the consequences. This shift from self-blame to self-inquiry is key. It's not about being happy with our actions, but about understanding them, almost like a scientist exploring a puzzle. This approach was instrumental in understanding why someone felt the need to always have a book on hand. By examining this behavior with curiosity, the urge to escape didn't magically disappear, but it did diminish. Support for addiction. Supporting someone with an addiction can be challenging. It's natural for family members and friends to want to help, but pushing them to change often backfires. Addicts are deeply influenced by psychological forces and may resist pressure to change. Instead, the motivation to change must come from within them. What can you do as a loved one? Sometimes, the best choice is deciding whether to stay with them as they are or not. It's okay to accept them without staying if it's too much. You don't have to sacrifice yourself or endure broken promises out of guilt. Criticism towards someone struggling with addiction often reflects deeper personal issues. For example, if a wife constantly tells her alcoholic husband he's bad, she might be trying to affirm her goodness. Sometimes, this can mask her struggles, like being overly judgmental or striving for perfection. Improve communication and support. Instead of criticizing, she could approach him more positively. For instance, she might say, "I had a good day today. I caught myself obsessing about your drinking only once. I'm working on being less judgmental. How are you feeling?" This honest approach can help build a healthier relationship. When discussing addiction, it's crucial to drop any self-righteous attitudes. Conversations should invite understanding rather than demand change. It's important to acknowledge that addiction serves a purpose for the person, even if it's harmful in the long run. Key points. 1. Addiction spans drugs and hobbies, affecting diverse individuals. 2. Dopamine plays a crucial role in reinforcing addiction's pleasure and motivation. 3. Childhood stress influences lifelong addiction risks. 4. Punitive drug policies exacerbate social issues without addressing addiction causes. 5. Supportive environments and harm reduction methods assist recovery. 6. Empathy and self-inquiry, not judgment, aid in understanding addiction. 7. Effective support motivates change and enhances communication without blame.